We continue to pray for the areas of influence in our country after the rededication of our United States of America to God. As the National Day of Prayer Task Force remarked, each of these heroes of the faith boldly called follow the call of the Lord, even in their different positions. There is not an exclusive job title necessary to be used by God. So today we pray for businesses. It's a joy, not a job, to be obedient to God, to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to go into all the world and make disciples. Each person is created in the image of God and holds inherent dignity. And as his creator, God calls each person to work as if we are working as a representative of Christ. Therefore, we place our work and our heart's position at work need to reflect our dignity and obedience to God. A God-honoring business can be a great benefit to employees and the community. And a person who honors God in each task through the day speaks a testimony of faith. We need to cover our workplaces in prayer to see hearts change for the kingdom of God. So, Father, we lift up every business leader that they would be of great character, integrity, humble in both their spirit and their heart, honest in speech and their actions, empathetic and vulnerable. Lord, we ask that you would raise up a workforce that is filled with the spirit of excellence and unity in all they do. Dispel any false belief that a person's value comes from a job title. Let the truth ring out that a person is valuable because they are image bearers of you, their creator. Pour out a spirit of generosity onto the mountain of business like never before. May the gifts of the work of their hands be a great blessing to each family and community. Father, open the hearts of business leaders to be soul searching, to cast out any greed, selfish ambition, and idols, and lay them on the altar of repentance. Give shift leaders hearts genuinely concerned with the overall well-being of their workers. And we thank you about your word, Lord, for your word, that workers would do in word or deed everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through God, through Jesus, to God the Father. And that it is well with the people who work, who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. Give them the reward of their labor. Let their works praise them at the city gates. Whoever can be trusted with little, whoever works well with the little, that would be trusted with more. And whoever's dishonest with very little, Father, we pray that they would be found out and consequences follow, that they would learn to change and repent. So we have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth. Who will trust them with true riches? So, Father, we lift up every business in our communities, in our cities, in our county, in our state, in our government, in our nation. And we pray, God, we know that so many things or transactions occur, customer service, products, services needed for all sorts of people, for all sorts of things, truck drivers, you name it. We pray for all of them today and pray, God, that they will look at their jobs as a source of joy and not a job, that they will look unto you and do their work as unto you and see your divine favor on it instead of being stressed out about it and freaking out. We entrust you with this and pray a blessing over businesses in the mighty name of Jesus.